This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Lisa Fielding, and welcome to another edition of Backstage Chicago. If you had kids or were around kids when this movie soundtrack first came out, you probably heard this song until your ears bled. But now it's a big budget stage production, traveling as part of a North American tour. Frozen the Musical is now at the Cadillac Palace Theater, and today we're talking to some of the cast and crew that make the magic happen.
In front of us we have the sauna used in Hygge, owned by Oaken, as well as his trading post over here.
Cary native and DePaul grad, Bray Singleton is a stage manager for the show.
I grew up here in Chicago. I'm one of the stage managers on the Frozen tour. Went to school up at DePaul University up in Lincoln Park. And now a professional nomad on the road.
So were you a theater major? Were you?
I was. Okay. BFA in stage management from the theater school at DePaul.
Okay. And what were you kind of thinking you wanted to do when you decided that to be your major? Like, what were you kind of thinking?
I actually, I had intended to go into sound or lights originally in high school, and then kind of discovered stage management my senior year and happened to make it into DePaul, fortunately, and really just enjoyed stage management and the organizational parts of it and the creative sides of it, and just being able to be a part of kind of every facet of the production.
Okay. And you've done a few shows.
I have.
Tell us a little from the shows we might recognize that you've done.
I was here, my first show here, my first professional show here in Chicago was Something Rotten. And then I did Newsies here, actually, at the Palace. Kind of stage management, our overarching responsibility is maintaining the artistic integrity of the show. It happens in a lot of different ways. There's one stage manager every performance who calls the show, and that person synchronizes all the departments together. So anytime you see lights change on stage, anytime you see scenery move, it's because the stage manager says go. And in this show, we say go over 500 times a performance.
So are you running around a lot?
No, we're at a desk on a headset. We have the script in front of us, and we have a bank of monitors. So we have camera angles of the show, and we can see the show. We have a camera so we can see the stage in a blackout, so we can see what's happening on stage even in the dark. So we're on headset communicating with 20 different crew members who are all doing their own tasks all at the same time.
What kind of skills do you need? Multitasking, I'm assuming.
Multitasking, patience, flexibility is a huge one. All of our spaces, the stage is the same, but backstage varies wildly from city to city. We never know what we'll encounter and how we'll have to shift things around backstage from venue to venue.
Is this one of your bigger productions? I haven't seen the show yet,
but
I've seen pictures.
There's a lot to it. We jammed 19 semis worth of equipment and props and scenery and office supplies into this space.
Kind of describe, we've seen the movie and we know what it's about, but kind of describe what you guys try to recreate. Kind of not, you're coming from a linear thing on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
How do you recreate that world in a 3D, a real
Stage? I mean, there's a lot of video and projection in the show that's able to transport us to a lot of different places. It was really stunningly done. The show is gorgeous. And the story of,
sorry. It's okay.
yeah. I think we really bring to light the story of Anna and Elsa and the struggles that they go through and the love that they find between each other and of themselves throughout.
And when you saw kind of the vision come true, maybe on your first night rehearsals, what is that like when you see what you've been working on for months come to light right in front of you?
It's incredible. Yeah, it's amazing seeing the show for the first time from the front, the few times that we get to sit out in front and actually watch the show. And it's just amazing how all the pieces come together in ways that you can't see from backstage. Yeah.
How many crew do you have here?
We travel 20, and then we bring in an additional 30.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And do you travel with this?
I do.
Okay. So what's it like to be home doing this?
It's always lovely playing my hometown. The crew here is incredible. And having friends and family come see your work is always an incredible feeling.
What do you say to young people who love theater but may not want to be an actor or something? The people behind the scenes, I think, are fascinating because you guys make it happen.
Right.
What do you tell young people about getting into the theater business this way?
Well, and the people you see on stage is only a fraction of the total number of people it takes to run the show. It takes 120 people to run the show every single night. So the 30 cast you see on stage are really a fraction of those people. And there's so many different facets that you can be a part of.
On Prospect's own Brian DeCalloway is the associate company manager. He says Frozen is the biggest show he's ever worked on.
We wear a lot of hats. So while Bray is dealing with so much of what's happening on stage, company management, you know, one of the main things that we do is sort of logistics of how is the show going to move. We have a large company. We've got, on my last count, I believe we have 89 people. 89. We have who travel with 10 dogs and 4 cats, I think. We have to, and we have 19 trucks, as Bray mentioned, and we have to figure out how we're going to move the show and work with each new theater, new venue that we're in every couple weeks. And it's really exciting on a personal note to be here in Chicago.
All I'm saying is when you go to climb a mountain.
On stage, Mason Reeves plays Kristoff. Reeves grew up in Arizona as an athlete and an actor.
My mom ran a youth theater when I was younger, so that's kind of how I got into it. And they, of course, always need boys for youth theater. So she would force me to do the shows. And I was a big sports kid growing up, so I was like, I would negotiate with the directors and be like, hey, you know what? I'll do your show if I can rehearse twice a week so I can be at soccer practice every other day. And so eventually it started switching to being, hey, coach, can I only practice twice this week so I can go and do theater? And then I finally just gave it up and decided, like, this is the thing that I love doing. And so my mom was happy about that.
Very glee of you.
Yeah, I know. But it's true. It's a very inclusive space. It's a place where everybody's accepted for who they are, you know, and that's, so I was like, why wouldn't I want to spend my time there than somewhere else? My first show that I was kind of like, that I really thought, okay, I'm going to do this was like my freshman year of high school. And so I'd always done stuff in my mom's theater. And I thought I get cast because I'm the showrunner's son, you know, whatever. I'm not special. And then a theater across town needed a kid that I fit the type for. And so I went on audition and I ended up getting it for some random people that I'd never met before. And that show experience just ended up being so eye-opening. And I met all these great people and all these good friends. And then they started saying, oh, you should come and do a show here at our theater and this other theater. And then I started doing shows all over Phoenix. And that was sort of when I was like, oh, A, I'm good enough at this to do it. But B, you get to meet so many different people, experience all these cool things. And I just sort of was like, this is what I want to do from then on.
You're very young. Have you been doing this for a while?
since third grade, I left school early. So I was at the University of Michigan for musical theater. And I left after my junior year to come and do this. They flew me to New York to audition like after class one day, and I auditioned all day and ended up getting the part. And so
for this show,
yeah.
Is this your first big show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so I was in one big show. There's a theater called the Muni in St. Louis. That's a big like 10,000 seat outdoor theater. And so I was the lead of a musical there, and the same people that cast that show cast this one. And so then they called me and asked me to come and do this. And so it was just like, but it was a whirlwind year because all of a sudden junior year happened. I was the lead of this big musical that Christian Borle directed, if you know who that is. And then so I was the lead of that. And then all of a sudden I got cast in this, and then I wasn't going to school for senior year.
And then the pandemic, yes.
And then so I was just, you know, I finished school online, so I did get my degree. And then, you know, the pandemic, just auditioning, living life, and then lucky enough to get to come back and have a job, you know, secured
for when it was all over after I burned through my savings just trying to survive. You know?
Yeah. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You have to take your time.
Get a whole life. That's the plan.
That's not a plan.
After an 18-month shutdown, Reeves says returning to live audiences, especially in Chicago, has been exhilarating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's interesting, though, is Christoph in the movie only has one song, Reindeers Are Better Than People. And so, you know, in the musical, we've got like a dozen new songs. And most of Christoph's songs are songs that I'd never heard before, right, which was pretty exciting to get to learn and do. And that's what I love about the show is all the moments in the movie that, you know, they can do a close-up or something. You can really see Elsa's face as she's going through something. In a musical, that moment is a new song. It's a moment for the audience to get to, like, come into that introspection and that thought.
You can make it your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you had your first show after this pandemic, I can imagine it was probably an emotional, I mean, I know as a patron, as a person, seeing my first show after 18 months was so emotional.
Absolutely.
I bet you guys as a cast were probably exhilarated with being out on stage again. And of course, this production is just so massive.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you?
Yeah, it was...
You guys reopened here.
You know, it was a lot of emotions that I wasn't quite prepared for, that I was just sort of like... I like to live in the present, right? So over the pandemic, I was like, you know what, let me try to be like where I am and just experience it and be present with it. I hung out with friends. I spent some time, you know, free from working and stuff.
Cause in Arizona?
I was kind of all over. I was in Seattle for a bit, then mostly LA. I was doing some film auditions out there, okay, and meeting new people and making new friends. And so it was really nice to have a break from how crazy my life had been. As soon as I decided I wanted to do theater, I worked as hard as I could every second, every day, until I got this part and then, you know, was working hard at this every second of every day. And the pandemic gave me a second to say, like, okay, what do you want, you know, for yourself? You love working, you love your job, you love theater, but also, you know, life is just, it's about more than what you do. It's about more than just that. Like, how are you going to fill yourself up? And so I had spent a lot of time figuring that out. And then coming back to theater, that's why my emotions were so unexpected, because seeing the audience and seeing people crying at being back in the theater made me start crying and then just start feeling like, oh yeah, that's why I love doing this. I spent a lot of time figuring out what else I love. Mm-hmm. And then it was nice to be able to come back and remember.
And you guys, live performers, you were the first to shut down, last to come back.
Yep.
And you just talked about how you blew through all your savings.
Yeah.
There was really no end in sight at some point. We were like, when is this coming back? And I'm sure being on stage finally, because you kept thinking about that every day, I'm sure, when is this going to happen? And when it did, I'm sure it was like a kind of a relief that,
yes,
maybe,
yes,
we're going to be okay.
Yeah, it was nice to know, with all of the infrastructure that we have behind the scenes, that it's possible to do it again. Mm-hmm. And that people still want to come. You know, that's kind of what a lot of us were scared of, is with all the streaming and videos and stuff. We were like, oh, yeah, man, people aren't, I know, of course. And then as soon as you see it, people are, you know, there's nothing like a live performance. You want to be.
Never bothered me anyway.
The show is spending about 2 months total at the Palace, something extra special for both Singleton and to Callaway.
And do you have all your friends and family coming to this run?
So many. Yes. Yeah. Everyone who's friends with my mom is absolutely coming to the show. Yep, yep. Most people just ask, how can I get tickets? Is really what I'm getting right now.
They don't ask what you do or how you make it
happen.
Yeah,
just how do I get tickets? Uh-huh. You know, so there's a lot of excitement around it. But yes, a lot of messages to Elsa.
It's always lovely playing my hometown. Having friends and family come see your work is always an incredible feeling.
It takes some 120 people to run the Frozen stage show every night, a production that is one of the biggest at the Palace.
Well, how'd you describe backstage when we're out there and we don't know?
I would say it's organized chaos, okay, right? Yeah, there are a lot of really, really fast quick changes. There's lots of things happening backstage, but it's all very organized and there's a plan. And yeah, organized chaos is what I would say.
And is this something you want to continue or?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
You found your calling.
Totally, yeah.
Okay, awesome. What would you say to young kids, maybe at Prospect High, who want to be in theater, but maybe don't want to be on stage in front of everybody, but they want to work in the industry somehow.
Yeah, there's anyone who wants to work in theater, there are so many different jobs. There's marketing, there's sales, there's front of house, there's merchandising, there's our crew, there's design, there's HR, there's company management. I mean, you know, if there's any, all the skills that exist, there's a spot for you.
The reaction from the audience, I think, is always my favorite part, because, you know, no matter how many times we Let It Go is sung, the audience always blows the house down. And, you know, the moments with Olaf, all the funny moments throughout the show, and getting those reactions from the house is really my favorite part.
We feel fulfilled. I know our Olaf, F. Michael Haney, you know, because Olaf's this amazing puppet and, you know, also a goofball. And so F would be doing all these bits and things, and it was like crickets before. And so it's nice being in a city where the bits are, you know, people are like, yes, we, you know, they're all enjoying it. And, you know, we're pretty lucky with this tour that we're usually in places for about 3-4 weeks. But from after Chicago, it's all like 2 weeks. Yeah. So I'm really trying to soak it up. And it's a beautiful city. I love it here.
To explore it all?
Yes. I'm going to the Art Institute today.
Okay.
And I've been spending some time reading in Millennium Park and stuff, which has been great. And the last time I was here was when I was auditioning for musical theater school.
Oh.
And it was the coldest temperature that I'd ever been in my life. It was like in February or something. It was 18. No, well, it was close enough. Yeah, I know exactly. 50 is, but it was 18 degrees or something. And I just remember thinking, like, I don't know how I'm going to do these auditions. I can't sing. My voice is frozen. And, you know, and
my favorite moment of the show, I will just say, is during First Time in Forever, when they open up the gates, and after just like the time that we've all been through, to see these doors open up and the whole ensemble come running out in their beautiful coronation outfits and like light filling the stage, and it is just like, it gives me chills.
I mean, it's been the past 3 years of my life, which is crazy, just so unexpected. But it's been wonderful.
Frozen the Musical is warming the hearts of audiences in Chicago, and it's playing through January 22nd. Next up for the cast and crew is East Lansing, Michigan. Thanks to Mason Reeves, Brian DeCalloway, and Bray Singleton for giving us a sneak peek at the Frozen magic. Coming up next week on Backstage Chicago, magic is in the air at the Palmer House as we go behind the scenes with Dennis Watkins, a third-generation magician who's been wowing audiences inside his magic parlor. Subscribe to Backstage Chicago on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!